there's one thing that people don't realize, and I know the people upstairs don't realize it, but it's so true. This year, in fact, is the 50th anniversary of the War on Poverty. The bill was signed by LBJ on July 2nd, 1964. On July 2nd of 2014, we researched to see how many people were in poverty 50 years ago on July 2nd and how many people were in poverty, dire poverty, today. In 1964, there was 30 million people in poverty. This year, 46,300,000 people are in dire poverty in the United States of America. So that tells me we haven't got the formula. And the reason we haven't got the formula is because we have done the same thing for 50 years. And I've done it myself. I've tried to buy my way out of poverty. I've tried to buy my brothers and sisters, tried to help them out of poverty by giving them money. And the only thing that got me out of poverty, the only thing, was mentoring and education. Without the mentoring and the education, if you're going to give somebody money, help them spend it correctly. Help them get an education. Giving somebody a check every month and then turning your back is disaster. And every time I give them money, they ask for more. I'll give you a little story. I have a brother. Calls me up in February. Paul, they turned off my gas. We have no heat in the house. I have two babies. Okay. How much do you owe? This is in the 70s. I owe $324. I said, fine. It was on Friday. I said, I'll expedite a check to you. Go in on Monday and pay it. You'll be fine. But remember this, in the winter, it's illegal for any utility to turn off your gas, your heat, or your electricity. So next time, all you got to do is go to City Hall. So what's he do Monday morning? He goes to City Hall. Very first thing, goes to City Hall, they turn it right back on.
Cashes the check.
Oh, he bought a stereo. That's what I'm talking about. In generational poverty, there is a mindset that everybody wants to get what everybody else has as quick as possible, but they don't do it over time. They don't do it through planning. They don't do it through understanding that they can afford it. And so what they do is the minute they get a few bucks, they go buy a smartphone or they go buy something of status. And that stereo was an item of status for him. He was very, very proud of it, which actually made I was pulling my hair out of my head. But he, and incidentally, he's never paid it back.